Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, right now and use promo code DOGS when you check out. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale, plus you'll get 8 free burgers with your order. And again, use that code DOGS when you check out to get $30 off your order. And Danger Coffee. Get 10% off at dangercoffee.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS. 10% off mold-free, toxin-free, delicious coffee.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh all alone coming to you at the end of the week here, talking about all of the free agent signings that the Browns have done here this first week of the NFL season for 2024. You know, the season officially opened up on Wednesday. There was legal tampering on Monday. Free agency started on Monday. And that's just how it is. That's just how it goes. And we detailed already a few of the guys that the Browns have signed this week. Just want to rehash a couple of those guys and talk about the new ones who signed here later in the week. And full disclaimer, I am recording this. It is early Friday morning. So if anybody else gets signed throughout the day, I will jump back on and tack on more video content, more podcast content to this episode. So before I dive into what happened this week in free agency, you guys know what to do. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Follow the channel on audio. Thank you guys for listening. If you're on Apple Podcasts specifically, 5-star reviews, guys. Those really help the show. I've been promoting those a lot lately. I really appreciate everybody helping us out. Scroll down to the bottom of the Dogs Podcast channel on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review and leave a comment with your review, and just, it doesn't have to be long, something simple. Awesome show, great Browns content, blah blah blah, whatever. And that really helps out the show. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a 5-star follow on there as well. We appreciate everything you guys do to help support the Dogs Podcast. So just to recap, earlier in the week, the Browns kicked everything off by re-signing edge rusher outside extraordinaire Za'Darius Smith. So happy to have him come back. Browns signed him to a 2-year deal worth $23.5 million. That's $11.75 million per season. So we've got the opposite edge from Myles Garrett locked down and ready to go. Za'Darius Smith is coming back. Guys, he had such a great 2023 season. Again, box score surfers are going to say, oh, it was a down year for him. Watch the games. No, it was not. Quarterbacks did not have the ball for very long. We have talked about that extensively. So the Browns followed that up, signing defensive tackle Maurice Hurst, one of the main guys that I was very, very hopeful the Browns would bring back for another year in Cleveland. I thought Maurice Hurst looked so good on that defensive line in 2023 under Jim Schwartz, and it was just a shame that it got cut short with injury, and that made him an affordable option to bring back that we already know what we're getting when he's on the field. So he comes back on a 1-year deal worth $3.2 million. So that's a great signing by Andrew Berry. And sticking with the defensive line, Andrew Berry also re-signed Shelby Harris, defensive tackle, the other DT that I talked about would be really nice to bring this guy back because he did play so well for the Browns in 2023. So the Browns get him back on a two-year deal, $9 million, $4.5 million per year. So the Browns address the defensive line first and foremost immediately in free agency with Z, Mo, and Shelby, and they got things locked down. They did add another defensive tackle who I will talk about here in a moment, but to continue the recap, the Browns also signed linebacker, inside linebacker, Jordan Hicks. There is your Anthony Walker replacement for 2024. They signed Jordan Hicks to a two-year, $8 million deal worth $4 million per season. So that's good to see. And then, in a move that confused a lot of Browns media, apparently, the Browns signed backup quarterback Jameis Winston to a one-year deal worth up to $8.7 million, but base salary and signing bonus just $4 million for 2024. So not a bad deal to get a good backup quarterback in here. And again, we will talk about the whole Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston fiasco that has erupted on social media. We'll talk about that next week on the live show. We'll get Blake and Justin in on that conversation, and we'll save it for then. But right now, just kind of talking about who's on the team. And then continuing on the offensive side of the ball, the Browns re-signed offensive guard Michael Dunn, a good depth piece on that offensive line. And they also signed Hakeem Adeniji from the Cincinnati Bengals. That's where he's played the last few years. So he's an offensive guard tackle. I think he can play both positions. Not too much to talk about with. I guess he's one of the newer ones that I haven't talked about on the show yet. So, all right, I'll spend a minute here. With the injuries the Browns suffered on offensive line last year, we know how that went. At the tackle position was rough. So we're getting Adeniji, who is in his fifth season. He played college football at Kansas. He played for the Bengals. They drafted him in the sixth round, 2020. And let's see, he was with the Bengals for three seasons. Then he went to the Vikings for 2023. And then he was signed to the practice squad. Then he was signed as a backup. He played 43 career games, 15 career starts with the Bengals and the Vikings, and he played just four games with Minnesota just here in 2023. So that's actually news to me. I just kind of glossed over this signing a little bit because it's a depth piece. Again, if all things go well, we'll never see him on the field. And you know how that goes. If it was 2023 all over again, he'd be starting for the Browns in week five. So we definitely need depth everywhere, but offensive line is a big one as well. So what I can basically take away from these two signings, Dunn, Adeniji, one-year deals, I think Dunn is probably a lock to make the roster, barring any other free agent signings. I don't know what the Browns are going to end up doing in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised if they draft a guard, and I wouldn't be surprised if they draft one kind of high, if there's a guy they really like and really think can be a good player for us. But Adeniji could be one of those guys that you see on the training camp practice roster throughout the summer preseason, and he could be on the roster bubble fighting for one of the final spots come September. So we'll just keep an eye on Adeniji, but it is good to see that the Browns are at least, you know, this is one thing I love about Andrew Berry. Just as a quick side here, we have all these holes, right, on the Browns roster at different positions. And we're talking before the season started here, before the free agency period opened up and all that, all the talk has been, well, what are the Browns going to focus on in the draft? You know, at that second round pick, we have to go receiver. We are so hurt and weak and shallow at receiver. We have to get a receiver. Browns trade for Jerry Jeudy. Okay, now we don't necessarily have to go receiver. We have got to get a linebacker. We don't have anybody other than JOK on this roster right now. Okay, well, they signed Jordan Hicks and Devin Bush, who I'll talk about here in a minute. Okay, now we're not pigeonholed into a linebacker. Well, we got to get a defensive tackle. Re-sign Maurice Hurst, re-sign Shelby Harris, sign Quentin Jefferson, who I'll talk about. We don't have to go defensive tackle. We got to get an edge rusher. We just brought back Za'Darius Smith. We have Alex Wright, and we just drafted Isaiah McGuire last year. We don't have to go edge rusher. Well, we need offensive line. We have to go offensive line with that second round pick to get a good guy. We just brought back Dunn and signed Adeniji to add some depth to that offensive line position. We've got our five starters in place. We're not really worried about that. We've got three starting caliber tackles. We've got Luke Whipler waiting in the wings to play center, fill in at guard. The Browns have put themselves in such a good spot. And this is what I love about Andrew Berry. He has already filled out the roster. We don't even need to talk about the draft. We don't need to talk about too many more free agents. The roster's already filled out in 1 week. Andrew Berry has addressed all the positions of need with very affordable, team-friendly options, players that can come in and fit the bill for what we want to do. And this is what we talked about a lot heading into this free agency period. You're not going to see the Browns go out and make these huge splashes at or in free agency at any position. And Blake, I love what he said the other night on the live show. He said, "What all these teams making these big free agent signings and big splashes, what do they all have in common? They sucked last year. They have a whole lot of money to spend because they don't have a lot of money tied up in high-end players on their roster. The Browns don't need to make a splash at any high-end position that analytics says these are important positions to spend a lot of money at because we're already stacked at those positions. We've got our quarterback. We do need to figure out the running back situation, but you don't pay a lot of money there. We've got our top number one receiver. We've got our tackles. We've got Conklin. We've got DeJuan Jones. We'll see what Jed Wills can do this year. On the defensive side of the ball is where this really comes into play, though, because you've got your edge rusher. You've got Myles Garrett. You've got your main defensive tackle, Dalvin Tomlinson. You've got your main cornerback with Denzel Ward. The safety position is completely filled and ready to roll. The Browns are in such a good roster building position that while it is, I know a lot of fans sit around on free agency when it opens up and they're like, okay, all right, guys, what Browns do something. You got that little meme with the guy with the stick with the Browns home. Like, come on, do something. The Browns don't need to do anything. The things the Browns are doing are just very logically, very intentionally filling out the roster in the most calculated ways possible. And I can't say enough good things about what Andrew Berry does building this team. A couple other guys to mention as a recap. Browns signed running back Nyheim Hines to a one-year deal. I think it was up to like $3.5 million. We'll see if he ends up making the team or if he's coming in to compete for the summer. And the Browns might just want to see how he is recovering from that ACL injury last offseason. And then the Browns signed Giovanni Richie off of, well, I'm sorry, he played for the Carolina Panthers. This is going to be more of a free agent, or not free, I'm sorry. This is going to be more of a special team signing, more of a special teams player. And again, a roster bubble guy toward the end of the summer to see if he makes the final roster. And we also signed cornerback Troy Brown, who played for the Indianapolis Colts the last couple seasons. He was there with Bubba Ventrone, the Browns special teams coordinator, 2 years ago in 22 when Ventrone was the special teams coordinator in Indy. So clearly he knows Troy Brown. He has a relationship with him, brought him in. And this Troy Brown is the Mike Ford replacement from 2023, a backup depth piece cornerback that you pray to God never has to come out and really play much cornerback, but is a special teams ace, a gunner, and just an all-around great player to have in that versatile role that Mike Ford was playing last year. And obviously he's moved on this year. The Browns didn't bring him back. Troy Brown comes in to fill that role. And I think that pretty much does it. I think that wraps up. Oh, and we also re-signed Corey Bajorquez, the punter. Thank God. Corey, a Pro Bowl alternate last year, had a great season. And this is a true field flipping punter. You know, punters and kickers are a dime a dozen. That's the philosophy for a lot of people. But at the same time, as Browns fans, we understand in terms of kicker, how important having a good kicker is, because we saw what Dustin Hopkins, what the difference he made last year versus having Cade York and all the other guys that we've, you know, filtered in and out of here over the last handful of seasons. So having Corey Bajorquez back is awesome. He's going to be, I think they signed him to, yeah, it's a 2-year deal. So he'll be here for a couple seasons, and he's definitely a weapon for the special teams unit and for our offense, because when the offense isn't, you know, picking up the first down or pinned back deep in our territory, Corey gives us a great opportunity every time we march him out there to give us good field position to help out our defense. So that was a great re-signing. Glad Andrew Berry was able to bring him back. This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, the 50% off site-wide sale is still happening over at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Head over there today. Make sure you take advantage of this 50% off sale on everything on their website. Plus, go to that URL, /dogs. And then if you use promo code dogs when you check out, you get $30 off your order. This is a deal you cannot beat, especially with the price of meat and all food and just everything right now is sky high. It's just stupid. But this kind of sale, now this meat is the best stuff you guys can get. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about it for years. The steaks are my absolute favorite. I love them. The burgers, the jumbo franks, brats, the chicken, the pork, all the seafood. They've got the ready-to-eat meals, desserts. They even have wine and things like that. Just go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, check out everything they have to offer, and make sure that you use promo code dogs when you check out. Get $30 off your order, omahasteaks.com/dogs. Minimum order may apply.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then before I dive into these last couple newer signings here, I just kind of want to mention Mike Ford, like who I just said signed with Houston. I want to talk about some of the guys that were on the Browns last year and where they are now playing moving forward. So Mike Ford gone to Houston, Harrison Bryant, tight end, gone to the Las Vegas Raiders. Nick Harris, the backup center, is gone to the Seattle Seahawks. Anthony Walker is gone to the Miami Dolphins. Jordan Elliott, defensive tackle, signed with the San Francisco 49ers. And then we have really the only other one, big one to talk about. Oh, I'm sorry. Sione Takitaki signed with the New England Patriots. And then, of course, Joe Flacco signs with the Indianapolis Colts to be the backup for Anthony Richardson because Gardner Minshew is now a Las Vegas Raider and quite possibly their starter for 2024. It'll be interesting to see. I love when the new season kicks off, I love seeing where all the free agents go and what each team is projected to do based on the personnel they're bringing in, the personnel they're losing, coaching changes, all that stuff. So this is just a very, very fun time of the year to be a football fan of the NFL. And of course, the Cleveland Browns, because we're doing things, even though, like I said, nothing huge, no major splashes. It was the same kind of situation last year. And now, talking about not making a major splash, but making a free agent signing that I think could go sneaky under the radar, pretty impactful for the Browns in 2024. And this is very similar to how I felt in my gut and my tummy tums whenever I was looking at Maurice Hurst in 2023 when the Browns signed him. I remember coming on here, doing an episode, talking about Maurice Hurst, looking at his history and saying, guys, this could be a sneaky good ad for the Browns. Not a guy that you're going to roll out there in a starting position to make a major impact in every game, but a disruptor, a guy who's going to just complement the rest of the defensive line pieces so well that we're going to be, he's going to end up being a fan favorite. And that's how I felt about Maurice Hurst. And that is also how I feel right now about Quentin Jefferson, the new defensive tackle the Browns just signed to a 1-year deal. And the cool thing off the top here about Quentin Jefferson is he is not pigeonholed, relegated strictly to the defensive tackle position. The dude can also play out on the edge. So Andrew Berry just brought in a backup defensive tackle, a rotational defensive tackle, who can also play on the edge. So now the Browns have even more flexibility when it comes to other free agent signings and especially the NFL draft, because Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith, Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, and now you've got Quentin Jefferson, who if you need to, you can line him up on the edge for a few plays here and there as well. He's played outside linebacker. He's played edge rusher. He has played defensive tackle throughout his career. So this is a guy with a lot of versatility, and that's exactly what Andrew Berry looks for, exactly what Jim Schwartz can utilize on this defensive front. So Quentin Jefferson, he's 30 years old. Actually, his birthday is March 31st, so right around the corner. So happy early birthday, Quentin Jefferson. What a great birthday present. You get signed by the Browns to come play on one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. So congratulations, and we are honestly happy to have you. You as if you are watching the show, Quentin Jefferson, guys, was drafted fifth round, 147th pick overall in the 2016 draft, and by the Seattle Seahawks. He has played for the Rams. He went back, played for the Seahawks again, played for the Bills, the Raiders, and then the Seahawks for a third time. And then he just most recently played for the New York Jets. So our favorite Browns detractor, hater in the media, Tony Grossi, put a post on Twitter, and all he said about this signing, and this is why I have come to develop a good level of loathing for Tony Grossi, because he's such a negative bitch on social media. I just can't stand it. This is the Browns, dude. You're covering the Browns. You don't have to be a negative a-hole all the freaking time, especially now that this regime and this coaching staff has proven they know what the F they're doing, man. Okay, I'm sorry. I get a little bit in my feels whenever I start talking about Grossi and how guy just drives me insane right now. But anyway, his post on Twitter when the Browns signed Quentin Jefferson was just, this will be his fifth team in 5 years. Screw you, Tony Grossi. Not every single NFL player gets locked into a long-term contract and plays seven seasons with the same team. Most of the guys in the NFL go from team to team to team. I feel like some of these Browns media people are just high-level stupid. How many players in the NFL, first of all, how many athletes in general make it to the NFL? Not very many. And how many of those athletes are good enough to be starters? Not very many. How many of those players are good enough to be long-term players on the same team? Not very many. These guys get moved around quite a bit. And here we see it again. The Browns sign him in to Maurice Hurst was the same kind of situation, but he found a temporary home in Cleveland, played on the 1-year deal last year, showed enough that the Browns are like, look, we know what you can add to this defensive line. We want you back. Now he's got his second year with the Browns. Here we go. Quentin Jefferson, over the last five seasons, like I said, Seattle, Buffalo, Las Vegas, Seattle again, and then the Jets. Going back those 5 years, 3.5 sacks, 3 sacks, and then the last 3 years, 4.5, 5.5, 6. Last season was his career high in sacks. He had 6 total sacks, played in 14 games, 34 tackles, and 4 tackles for loss. He forced a fumble, recovered the fumble. This dude is I feel like he's going to be a high motor guy. I feel like he gets after the quarterback. And I'm very excited to have him on a rotational play basis with Maurice Hurst, because Maurice Hurst is the same type of dude. Maurice Hurst gets after the quarterback. He's faster. He's quicker than a lot of these other defensive tackles who are more of your run-stopping guys, kind of like Dalvin Tomlinson. And having Dalvin Tomlinson in the middle of that defensive line, and then beside him, you are rotating through Hurst, Jefferson, and Ika, and Shelby Harris, and all these other guys, man, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So I am actually pretty excited to have Quentin Jefferson on the team. I think this is a very good signing by Andrew Berry, and I think come the season, this could be one of those under-the-radar signings where we're watching him on the field in his however many snaps he plays for the Browns on this defensive line each game. And when he comes in, I think he's going to make his presence felt. And we're going to know, hey, that was Quentin Jefferson on that play. We like this guy. I think that's going to be the story for 2024. And I have seen on social media going around real quick, last thing about Jefferson, he was not the Jets player who was flipping off Browns fans. If you guys remember that game, that was not Quentin Jefferson. That was Michael Clemens. So just want to clear that up. We did not sign the guy who was flipping off Browns fans and saying F you to the crowd during that Thursday night beatdown in Cleveland in 2023. And the last signing so far for this recording that I want to talk about, again, who knows, there might be more. I'm not sure how the rest of Friday is going to go, but the Browns signed inside linebacker Devin Bush. Yesterday, he came into Cleveland for a visit, so it felt pretty likely that the Browns were going to sign him. There's a good chance. I know the Browns have been in contact. They were wanting to get another inside linebacker in here, and it makes sense because they lost Anthony Walker and they lost Sione Takitaki in free agency. And I don't want to say they lost them. I think more than anything, they opted just not to bring them back. I didn't think the Browns were going to try to bring back Anthony Walker, and they didn't. And I thought it was kind of a coin flip for Sione Takitaki as well. But it makes sense here that the Browns would, and I've seen people saying just off the top here, why didn't they sign Devin Bush? Devin White. Devin White went and signed with the Eagles for, I think it was 1 year, $7.5 million. And a lot of the arguments have been, well, Andrew Berry could have paid $7.5 million to get him in Cleveland. I don't think Andrew Berry wants to pay $7.5 million for a linebacker. If you followed anything the Browns have done, if you have followed anything that I have talked about, if you watched my State of the Browns for the linebackers position, the Browns don't spend a whole heck of a lot of money at the linebacker position. And honestly, $4 million a year for Jordan Hicks was on the higher end of what Andrew Berry historically ever spends at this position. So could the Browns have spent $7.5 million on Devin White? No, I don't believe so, because they're not willing to do that. They don't want to do that. And it's just not where they put their money. So if you understand the Browns' historical spending, their trends, what they like to do, where they put their money, you would have known from the beginning that Devin White's not an option for the Browns. Devin Bush, on the other hand, was an option, and he comes in on a one-year deal. And I'm trying to find how much the 1 year is valued at, but I can't imagine it's any more than like $3 million for the 1 year. And it might even be lower than that. By the time the details come out, you'll know, and we'll talk about it later. But I can't imagine it's a very big contract whatsoever. Again, not a whole lot of spending at this position. But, you know, Devin Bush, former first round pick, 10th pick, top 10 pick in the 2019 NFL draft out of Michigan, drafted by the Steelers. And the thing with Devin Bush is, He had a very, very good rookie season. He had 109 total tackles, 9 tackle for loss. He had a sack, scored a touchdown, had 4 fumble recoveries, forced a fumble, and had 2 interceptions. Played all 16 games that season in 2019. So the dude came into the NFL's rookie season and looked every bit worth that top 10 pick, because he was going... If you just looked at that season, it was like, man, this guy is going, if this is what he's doing as a rookie, just imagine what he's going to do over his entire career. Then 2020 rolls around, his second season in the league. He's the, you know, starting linebacker, plays every snap in, what to say here, the first 5 games, 26 tackles, 16 solo. He had a sack. And then in the second quarter, week 6, he tears his ACL. And that was actually against the Cleveland Browns. I didn't remember that part of it, but he tore his ACL in week 6 of 2020 against the Browns, put on injured reserve, and his career honestly just hasn't been the same since then. He played 14 games the following year in Pittsburgh, 70 sacks, just 2 tackle for loss. He did have 2 sacks, a forced fumble, but that was really about it. And then his last season in Pittsburgh, he had 81 tackles. Two tackle for loss again. And then they did not extend him, bring him back. So he signs last year with Seattle, played 13 games, 37 tackles, 5 tackle for loss. Overall, not impressive numbers, but not horrible numbers. They're obviously not top 10 draft pick expectations, but to get him in here on this Cleveland Browns defense with Jim Schwartz, I think Devin Bush could have a semi-resurrected type of career season. I think you could see him really, really play pretty well in this defense for the Browns. And what I like about the Devin Bush signing is he's not your starting linebacker. He's not the guy you're bringing in here and you're saying, okay, we're depending on you to hold down the fort in the middle. We've got Jordan Hicks for that. We've got JOK at the other, or the outside linebacker position. So that's kind of what I like about this. I think it's a good low risk, high reward type of signing. And it's probably a situation where, honestly, if he doesn't pan out over the summer, if the Browns don't think he's fitting into the defense, it doesn't look like he's going to be able to do what they brought him in to do. Hell, he might not even be on the team come the season. So I think that these kind of moves, these low risk moves that could potentially pay high dividends on these one-year deals, Andrew Berry's making some very calculated, well-calculated, thought-out decisions for this Browns roster. So I saw somebody on Twitter was complaining about Devin Bush coming to the Browns because of missed tackles. And again, not a Steelers fan, obviously. Don't watch a lot of Schittsburg. Not a Seahawks fan, so I didn't watch a lot of the Seahawks last year. So I'm not real up on this whole missed tackle thing with Devin Bush, but I'm just looking at his stats on Pro Football Reference. Missed tackles last year, 2. Missed tackles as last year in Pittsburgh in 17 games, 1. Missed tackles the year before, 5. His rookie season, which I said was his best season, he had, you know, over 100 tackles and all that stuff. He had 14 missed tackles as a rookie. And then he's never had more than 5 since then. And the last 2 seasons, like I said, just 1 and 2 missed tackles. So I guess I don't really understand where the missed tackle narrative comes from. If you guys have more information, more intel on Devin Bush specifically, some of the pros and cons of him, this missed tackle situation, put it in the comments. Let me know. We'll talk about it. We'll hash it out and figure out what that whole deal is. But just looking at the stats, I don't really understand where that whole notion is coming from, that this guy has some huge missed tackle rate, because he doesn't. So we'll talk about that. We'll continue to break these things down. The last little fun fact here to mention about Devin Bush, his dad, Devin Bush Sr. So Devin Bush is Devin Bush Jr. Devin Bush Sr. played safety for the Browns from 2001 to 2002. So NFL player as a father, and he actually played in Cleveland. So now we get his son here for 1 year to see what he can do. And I like the story. I think it's cool. I expect, this is just my personal opinion, my expectation for Devin Bush in 24, but I expect a guy like this, and again, has not been the same since the torn ACL. The injury really, I don't know how these injuries affect these players mentally. A lot of times more than physically. Your body has no problem recovering from an injury as long as it's, you know, the rehab is done well and your body's young and healthy and all that stuff. Your body is created to heal itself. That's what it was created to do. The body is the most incredible machine ever created, and it will heal itself. But the mind is a different animal. And a lot of times these guys, they are limited physically because of their mental limitations after an injury. And I know this very well from a personal friend of mine who played pro sports and how injuries affected him mentally and derailed his career. So I think that Devin Bush needs a resurgence. He needs to get into this type of situation. That's why I expect 24 to be pretty good for him, actually. I think it's going to be a good rejuvenation for him. I think being in Cleveland, where his dad played at one point with one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, with Jim Schwartz, with his defensive line, with other great leaders like Miles and Denzel and Delpit and Juan Thornhill and just all these guys that were surrounding him with, I think this could end up being pretty good for Bush and for the Browns. So we'll see how that goes. So that's my recap for the week for the Browns and everything that they've done in free agency here in week 1 of the new 2024 NFL season. If there are any more signings, any more news that comes out during the day on Friday, I'll jump on here, give another detailed, you know, segment about each player that they sign, and then I'll tack it in here or just post it as a separate quick clip, quick segment on podcasts, apps, and on YouTube. So appreciate you guys as always. You're the best audience in the world. I know I tell you that all the time, but it's because I mean it. I feel the love from the dog pack, and you guys know I love you too. Again, please subscribe on YouTube, like the video, share the video on social media. I really appreciate everybody helping spread the word and spread what we're trying to do here with the podcast. And again, 5-star written reviews on Apple Podcasts really, really, really help the show. We appreciate everybody who's already done that for us. And until I talk to you guys next time, I hope you guys all have a great weekend. And we'll see what week two of the NFL season brings with the Cleveland Browns and free agency continuing. And we'll also be talking here about NFL draft prospects for the Browns. So we got a lot of great content coming up. It's a great time to be a Browns fan. Great time to be alive. And until I talk to you guys again on the next one, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.